Hello, everyone. This is Christian for Cross Trails Podcast. This is episode, I think it's seven, and I'm back after a hiatus. I just had some shit going on, basically. My dog Oscar was having seizures. That was one reason. So that was last week. The week before, I've missed two. Do you know what? So much has been going on, I can't even remember. But one of the main reasons is, yeah, and one of the reasons, like, my training just went to absolute dump is because, yeah, my dog has been diagnosed with epilepsy. It was horrendous, if I'm honest. He had nine seizures in the space of, I think, like 36 hours or something. To be fair, the vets were fucking amazing. They got him in. Well, so he had his first ones on Sunday. He was seen by the vets Monday, and then he went to a specialist by Tuesday. So yeah, they took it pretty seriously. And I've had epilepsy before. So if I don't know, it depends how you know me. Will know. I had it for most of my life. And it's shit. And now he's on medication for the rest of his life, basically. But yeah, scary, scary. My head was up my ass. Until we were happy that the meds were working, I couldn't leave him at all. I had to be with him 24/7, basically. And yeah, so I just had a week of just being, yeah, head was up my ass. I was like sleep deprived as well, because he'd have seizures during the day, and they were manageable. You know, they were just sort of like shaking his head and frothing at the mouth, and then he'd come out of it after like 20-30 seconds. I'd just be a bit confused afterwards. But it was during the night that he would have the ones where his, full body convulsions. They were awful. And like, so he'd have that, which obviously wakes you up. He's having that, you have to look after him while that's going on. But then he'd be like really confused afterwards. Like, it would be like the first time he's been in this house. Mirrors were really confusing him. Usually he's not bothered by mirrors. But yeah, really confusing him. Uncontrollably pissing everywhere. Oh yeah, it was just, it was like get to bed at 11, wake up at 3 o'clock for a seizure, and then that was it. Then you were up from 3 o'clock onwards. So yeah, I had a week of just no sleep. And was it Friday, this Friday night? So I've been back on training this week. Actually, is it the past? I'm losing track of all my days. But anyway, so this week, I've been back on my training. Oh, because my last big run before this weekend was for my last episode when I tried out the Innovates. Okay, right. Yeah, so this weekend was my first big run. I was meant to do 2 hours yesterday, but Friday, he had an accident, which he never does. So I was like, oh shit, is he gonna have a, like, I was paranoid he's gonna have a seizure. So I had that night, I had about 3 hours sleep, and I was like, and a part of me was like, oh no, go out and do my training run, because I'll be sleep deprived. It's a good way to replicate race conditions for my 100 miler, because I will be sleep deprived. But I was like, no, because this isn't a race. I'm training. I'm meant to be training again today, tomorrow, which is now today. I was meant to, yeah, 2 hours on Saturday, 2 hours on Sunday, which is today. And I was just like, no, I'd rather just not do my 2 hour run while I'm sleep deprived. And then R&R. And then have a good 2 hour run on Sunday, or maybe even do a little bit longer. I didn't do longer. I'd done a 2 hours 1 minute or something. It was good. And I mentioned previously in the podcast, it's coming back to my thing in a minute, that Hoka were going to send me out some stuff, and they did. It was really, really nice of them. So they sent me T-shirt, shorts, two pairs of socks, and the Speed Goat Sixes. This is my first pair of Hokas that I've ever worn, and I like them. They remind me very much of the Brooks Cascadias, which, if you know me, I'm a big fan. Very big fan of them. It just depends on terrain. I think these are probably the same. They've done well. So I took them on the Montane Delamere 13 route. So it's 13 miles around Delamere Forest. And I've done that. It's quite muddy in places. There's a little bit of like stone path, bit of gravel, a bit of everything really, which is why I thought it'd be a good one. Because I'm not going to be, I feel like a parrot repeating myself, but I'm not going to be doing much mountains during my training. Maybe just for the maybe just for hills, I'll like, you know, go out and just go up Snowdon, up a various amount of routes. One my mate Lewis likes to do, I keep meaning to bring Lewis on this fucking podcast. this is you know, the return. So, and he's in the process of moving house at the minute, so it's just a no-go. But anyway, I digress. So he's got a really good route of going, parking up in Clamberis, going up Clamberis path, down Miners or down Pig, then up vice versa, and then down Clamberis again. And I just thought, hey, it's a cool little route. Although, because I've got the 14 peaks next year, I might have to do Creep Gawk. I've only done it once before. I need to do that as part of a race, I think. Anyway, the Hokas were great. They were cool. They were really cool. So I'd like to thank my friend Philippa for that, sorting them out. Now things are getting a bit more serious in regards to my 100 miler as well. I've sorted out for definite my crew. I've got Jez and Kev, JK, Team JK. They're two very good lads. They'll sort me right out. I'm actually really excited to have them as part of a team. Both really good lads as well. So I'm going to assume they're going to get on well. I probably wouldn't put them together if I didn't think they'd get on. So yeah. It's been a bit of a nightmare, to be honest. Just this couple of weeks. I think it's been 2 weeks of me not recording podcasts just because everything's just been up in the air. One of my granddads is also quite ill. He's now in a home. I've had a granddad recent. I've got three granddads. So one's a step granddad. But one, my paternal granddad, he passed away. And my paternal step granddad, he's not got long left. So it's been sort of, you know, having family over to just come sort his stuff out. And with that comes drama, because I don't know what it is about people dying, but it brings out the worst in people, you know, about, you know, stuff. Oh, they said they're going to leave this to me. Well, it's not in the will, so tough shit, you know, type thing. It's just all a bit. I mean, when someone goes, I don't care if I've got anything in the will or not. I'd rather have them around for a bit longer, as long as, you know, their quality of life's good. So, if I get a little, figurine or something, great. If not, not the end of the world. I'd rather have my relative in a good place. But anyway, that's a bit down, that Debbie Downer. One thing that did happen actually, and I really wanted to, so I forgot to mention on the last podcast the week before, I'd done the Resolute Resolute Run Club for the Resolute Delamere 8-hour loop event. So that's next weekend, it's on the 19th, so Saturday. So that's going to be a, is it Saturday? Yeah, it's Saturday. Well, no, it's the 20th, I think. Fuck, I can't remember. I'm going to have to double check. But it's going to be a busy weekend for me anyway, because I'm working overtime, which thankfully, overtime for me is 1 hour in the evening, 1 hour, 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour in the evening, working from home. So, you know, it's, I can get up at 6 a.m, do an hour's work. That's me done until, I don't know, I can do it at 9 o'clock at night if I want, you know what I mean? But I've got a wedding in the evening due, and then I've got that event. I'm not running it, but I have sort of said to Alex, the guy who runs Resolute Running, the event company, because me and him run the run club together. The event company's just him. I think a lot of people confuse that. I think I'm part of the event company, but I'm not. I'm just, you know. So I've sort of said, not officially, but you know, I've said I'll help out. So if you're going to be there, I will be there. If you don't know what it is, it's sold out. Tough, but it's an 8-hour looped event. So it's almost like a mini backyard event, except, you know, until the last person's land, it's just 8 hours, and it's just sort of like it's more of a race with yourself, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not it's not a thing of who's going to win. There will be a winner, of course, but you know. And also my very, very good mate Dan Brown from Newmarket came up to see me. Well, he came to work because he works in the horse racing industry, but back where I'm from, Newmarket. So he's a very good friend from school, and he came up. It was so nice to see him. So I'm getting a bit emotional talking about that. I'm so emotional these days. So me and Dan grew up together, went to school. And we're from very different demographics. So in Newmarket, we've got a different schooling system to most places. So we've got, you do your primary school, middle school, upper school. So there's like, there was loads of primary schools, but there was only two middle schools. So you were either Skulkback Middle School or St. Felix Middle School. Skulkback was blue, St. Felix was red. You're red or blue, you know what I mean? And he went to St. Felix, I went to Skulkback. So we, and there's only one upper school, so you all come together in upper school. So they it's sort of like, you know, we used to like give each other the middle finger and the bus would go past and all this sort of stuff, and, you know, chuck water bombs at them and stuff. And all that just seems to like, I don't know, there's like a tense couple of days when you start upper school, of like, you know, there's a rivalry there. But anyway, me and Dan Brown just hit it off straight away. I remember it was our first history class. He was sat, so it was like sort of a semicircle but squared, because obviously the tables, and I was sat where I was sat. There was a girl in between us, and then there was Dan next to her, because it was like girl boy. And I mean, he was very, when I say different demographics as well, I was like a skater kid, you know, I had long hair. I was always at skate park, and I mean, I was into rock music. I still am into heavy metal and all that. He wasn't, very, very different. I wouldn't say a chav, because that's horrible. What we used to call him back in the day was a townie. So someone who's basically not a greb, what I was. I wouldn't say it. If you said, oh, you're a skater back then, I probably would have knocked you out. But like, yeah, I was a greb, you know what I mean? So we're very, very different. And a lot of my friends and a lot of his friends didn't get on because of this difference. But yeah, it was always like me and him, And then the Jamie Hardy was another. I'll get on to Jamie later. So anyway, me and Dan always got on. As we grew up, we both got into substance abuse. He won't mind me telling you this. He's quite open about it. He came up to Chester. He lived in Cheshire for a little bit. And it was really nice having him here, but he got a job offer in America. So he went and done that. And then when he came back, he went back to Newmarket instead of coming back to Cheshire. And when he was up here, he was clean and, you know, I was clean and it was just like great. You know, we've known each other for years. We know sort of the ins and outs of our addiction and whatnot. And when he came up for when he moved to Cheshire the first time round, our good friend Ryan Taylor, not long beforehand, decided to end his own life. Dan was a lot closer to Ryan than what I was. Me and Ryan had a funny relationship because he went to, so this is funny. So I'm back to the two middle schools. So Ryan originally went to school back with me, but he got in a fight with my best mate James and got expelled, sent to St. Felix basically. So he went to St. Felix, and because he beat up my best mate, I was kind of like, oh, you know, not cool, whatever. And then the very first day of upper school, I nearly get in a fight with a lad who turns out to be Dan Brown's cousin. And it was so stupid. It was about a stool. So I saw Ryan there and I thought, well, I'm going to, you know, break the ice. I'm going to break the ice. You know, we're going to have to be in school together. There's no point being a dick to him or anything like that. So I sat next to him and chatting away. And this lad comes over. I think he wanted my stool or something. He wanted to next to Ryan. And I was kind of like, in a minute, mate, I'm fucking talking here. And basically, it got very heated very quickly. I'd love to get Dan on here, actually, so we can talk. Because Dan knows some stuff about me, which I don't mind talking about, but it's better to hear from him rather than me, you know, because some of it will sound a bit like, I don't know, it might sound made up if I say it. Or, you know, arrogant. So anyway, very heated very quickly. Ryan cools the situation down. Thank you to him. And then after that, we were good mates and everything. But yeah, then after that, me and Ryan would often go to a few nights out, you know, underage drinking, that sort of stuff. So yeah, good mates. Like I said, just not as close as Dan was with him. So where am I going with this? So anyway, yeah. So when Dan moved to Cheshire, yeah, it was not long after Ryan lost his battle. You know, it didn't affect me at the time. It made me sad, but it's just the more I think about it, the more I think, fucking hell, what are we playing at? Anyway. When he moved up here, I think Dan just needed someone to talk to about it. Even though he had people down south, I know he's very close to Ryan's mum, and whatnot. And I had friends down south there as well, which are also very good friends of Ryan. But I think it was just nice for him to have someone else to talk to. And anyway, he's been away and he's come up for the races. And then he was like, Christian, I'm coming up. Like, are you free? I was like, no, but I am if you're here. You know what I mean? I will drop anything. And yeah, it was such a nice night out, because he did fall off the wagon. He did relapse. He's back clean now. He's in meetings, which I'm so happy for him. He's met a lovely girl. Really happy for him. So yeah, it was really, it was, I needed that. I needed to see him. 'Cause it's funny, like, there's people in your childhood that, like, I've got a mate called Gary Phoenix. And me and him, like, we knew each other in school, but it wasn't till like adulthood that we actually, like, I don't know, I consider him a friend now, but in school I didn't really see him that much. Like, we had mutual friends. Like, one of his very, very good friends, Alex, is one of my very, very good friends, who unfortunately I've not seen in a very long time. I need to do better. It's just funny how people sort of coming into your life, who you known previously and whatnot. But yeah, Dan, yeah, I've got a lot of time for Dan. Big love for Dan. And I'd love, like I said, to get him on here, because me and him have some funny chats, really funny chats. And it'll just be, I think it'd be good for people who know me from running to get to hear from someone else about what I was like, because I definitely wasn't this chilled. I wasn't this friendly. I know I'm not the friendliest at times. Well, especially if you see me at a race. If you see me at a race, I apologize in advance. I have the ultimate resting bitch face. What would you say for a bloke? Not really a resting bitch face. Like, just, yeah, I just look unfriendly. But that's because I'm in race mode. I'm ready to, even though I don't race for podium and finish, it's just that, what else has been going on? Carrying on with Run Club in Chester. That's bloody brilliant. More and more people are arriving and joining in, which is great. So meeting more people, which is cool. I feel like more has gone on that I'm not. See, like, in my last podcast, I completely forgot to mention I led a group of 18 people on a run, which for me is huge. Like, what the f I should not be responsible for anyone, let alone myself. You know what I mean? It's, or maybe my dog. It's it's, yeah, like, me being responsible for people. Yeah, crazy, crazy. Yeah. So I think, yeah, I think is that anything else? No, there's not much been going on, really. I saw my mate Tom, who's getting back into running, which I didn't know, actually. If you get a pair of shoes from Runners, not Runners Need, Up and Running, if you say to them you're in a run club, they just knock off like 10% off for you. I think it was 10%. Might be more. So my mate Tom, he's getting back into running. Fucking chuffed about that. And then we got the thing is, every time he comes over, we'll go into town, we'll have something to eat and all that. And we've done that. We've done a run first. Again, that's just something I've always tried to do with him. Yeah, just try and get him to run. Because he is doing it without me. It's not like I'm, come on, Tom, let's go for a run. It's nothing like that. It's just, yeah, it's just, yeah, I'd like to. I like running with people. I feel like there's, you sort of let down barriers, I find. Which is good for me as well, because I have a lot of barriers. I noticed recently. I thought I was pretty chilled out, but I realized recently, nah, I've still got a lot of barriers. Even though I'm quite open about some stuff, I'm really not about other stuff. So yeah, anyway, that got dark. fuck about. So anyway, yeah, so, and he was saying his shoes were hurting the side of his feet. And I was like, mate, you bought them shoes about like three or four years ago, he had a pair of Brooks Ghost. So I was like, so he wanted to get gate tested anyway, because he knew anyway, you know, your gate changes over time. So we went to Up and Running, and he picked out a pair of New Balances. Very nice. I think they were the Fresh Foam 1080s. I've tried them. I didn't get on with them, but I liked the colorway that he got. It was like a olive khaki green type. Very, very nice. But yeah, and then he just sort of mentioned in conversation, oh, I've been running with some people, because he has, where he lives, he's got a few people he runs with. And they were like, oh, if you're a run club, we knock, you know, money off. And he was like, oh, grand. You know, he didn't even mention a run club, and they just done it. They knocked. I think his shoes were originally meant to be 140, got them down for like 116 quid. Can't remember now. Was it 130? Oof. I can't remember now. I'm talking out my ass. But anyway, he got a fucking heavy discount. So yeah, if you're buying shoes from Up and Running, I mean, unless you've got a discount code online, go in store if you can and just say you're in a run club. I mean, they didn't ask for any proof. I mean, most people are in run clubs, especially these days. The popularity of them has skyrocketed, which is great. I think it's fantastic. But yeah, it's just sort of a bit of a inside information there for you. Which, yeah, I thought it was quite helpful. I'm on Vitality, so I get 50% off shoes in runner's need, which I do actually need some running shoes, road running shoes, I should say. Yeah, I've got the Nova Blasts at the moment. I think I've only got one pair of road shoes at the minute that I can use without absolutely destroying my feet, which is, yeah, the Nova Blast. I do have Cheshire Oaks here in Outlet Village. Asics are there, but I think I like the Gel Nimbus, which are 180 full price. So in runner's knee, I can get them for like 90. But even in Outlet, they're still 130, which is obviously great saving from the floor price, but I'm just thinking, you know, might as well get them for the 50% off. So yeah. Might go for the Gel Nimbus again. I have had them before. I won them in a competition with, I think it might have been Sports Shoes a few years ago. You know, when they do like the festive like countdown thing. Yeah, I won a pair of Asics Gel Nimbus. I won the Nova Blast as well. There was one year where I won loads of stuff. I think I won like three pairs of shoes, which were the two Asics and a pair of Adidas, which were awful. I can't even remember what they were. I wore them like twice and then was like, these are awful. I'll make them my gym shoes. They didn't even last that. I couldn't even wear them on the row machine. They were just awful. Really, really bad. I think I kept the t-shirt because I got a t-shirt and shorts with the Adidas as well, and the shorts were shit as well. But I'm not a fan of Adidas anyway. I won't go there because there's no politics, please. Unless I have a guest on the podcast, then maybe we talk about politics, but on my own, no, because I just end up ranting, and it's, you know, I don't want to be compared to anyone that I don't want to be compared to. That's turning the frogs gay. No, definitely not. But yeah, so I think that's it now. I don't want to waffle on too much. I'm just thinking if there's anything else happening. Oh, if you're interested, so this goes out tomorrow, which will be the 14th. So on the 26th of this month, which is 26th of October, I'll be running the entirety of the Sandstone Trail, which is 54 kilometers. There's a small group of us all doing it. Well, I say that, everyone's very quiet on the WhatsApp group. Not happy about that, in all honesty. Nah, I'm not bothered. But if you fancied coming along, please let me know, so I can arrange stuff. It's really, really cool. I've done it. This will be my third year now of doing it. Yeah, it'll be my third year now, or fourth. No, 1 year we had to not do it because the weather was too bad. Yeah, so this will be the third year of doing it. Usually do it in December, but not doing it in December because I've got my race. Starting Frodsham, ending Whitchurch, but you can sort of join wherever you want, really. There's plenty of places you can join. It's just about, you know, finding your own way there and back. I always have room in the car for people, but obviously I can't give everyone a lift. So you've just got to think about that before you say yeah, I will come. But yeah, that's it from me. This might be my longest one so far. I really want to get a guest on. If you're listening and want to chat, I'd like to do it in person rather than over like remote, which is why I've not had people on so far, because there are people who have said, oh, I'll come on, and it's like, oh, when can we meet up? And they're like, what, meet up, what are you on about? I'm like, yeah, like doing it in person if anything. I'd only do it remote for maybe someone who lives in the States or whatever. So or you know, if I get someone quite well known, maybe, who knows, probably not. Although I do have some friends who are celebrities in their own right, maybe not household names, but you know, to me they're fucking cool and, you know, experts in their field, or very talented in their field, and I'd like to have them on. So, you know, we'll see. And we're coming up to 32 minutes, so let's nip this in the bud before I start waffling again. There's nothing else I want to talk about. I think I got my accordion last time. Yeah, I think I had. Yeah, cool. Right, yeah. See you later, guys. Bye.